welcome back to our continued coverage of Co-op Solutions Think 22 here in Chicago, Illinois. And look who I have here in the studio lounge, Carrie Stapp from Co-op Solutions.
Thank How are you, Carrie? Good. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule
it's
here
good.
To chat with us.
Yeah. Good. It's all good.
How's the conference going for you
so far? It's going really good. Yeah? It's my first Think.
It is.
So I'm relatively new to Co-op. Not been here quite a year yet, and the research project that you and I are going to be talking about was my first big initiative, and then Think. So these two things are coming together nicely for me. So it's really good.
Good timing. I like that. All
really
right.
Good.
Okay. So speaking of the topic, we're talking about you are sharing some results of credit union consumer studies by EY and Filene, and Co-op is in there as well.
Yes.
So before we get to the findings, though, why did you guys partner with EY and Filene on this study?
So we wanted, there's two pieces to the research that we did this year, which is a little bit expanded from previous years. We've partnered with EY in the past to really understand consumer base, to understand the member base, and just bring that quality that EY does from a quantitative and qualitative perspective. And their ability to help us with, you know, where's the real story here? What are the findings? And so we wanted that backing again, and a continuation of watching consumers and members, not in a moment, but over time.
Okay.
That's helping us to evolve and evaluate our product sets and our service sets.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We brought Filene into the mix this year because of their expertise in specifically the credit union space and the credit union leader space, right?
Good move.
And so we wanted to bring that same level of quality and assurance that we got on the member consumer side with the credit union leader side, because we wanted to balance what is it that credit unions are looking at doing, what's on their minds, what are their challenges, and getting that from a really, I would say, unbiased perspective. Mm-hmm. We wanted that third party to give us a view that's like, it's not just what Co-op wants the answers to be. It's this, you know, unbiased view of both where credit unions stand and what they're solving for, and then where are the members. And so our real opportunity then falls in what we're calling the opportunity gap, that says, is there a gap between where credit unions are headed and what members are actually saying they're wanting?
Okay,
and so that's really where Co-op's taking our mission, is to help solve that gap in the middle.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you, like, what's the goal here? What do you guys want to achieve? What information did you want to get?
I mean, I think, you know, ultimately we want to understand members and prospects and consumers, I want to say, better than credit unions. But when I say that, I don't mean to imply that credit unions don't know their members. I just mean to say that how do we help build the quality products and services that credit unions need to serve their members if we don't know them directly?
Right.
And so if we can be that level of understanding and unbiased view, opening the minds of the credit unions themselves, I think they're going to better be able to serve.
Yeah.
And so that was where we've started and really understanding. And our gut has been telling us there might be a little bit of a disconnect between where credit unions want to go and the history of credit unions.
Oh, sure.
And where the members actually want them to go.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so that's where our gut led us this year to say this was really the goal is, are we on the same path?
Yeah, good point.
Are leaders of credit unions leading in the same direction that members want them to go?
Mm-hmm.
And is it really going to enable growth? Or are we letting our own mindsets? We were just in a session, general session, where the leaders of CUNA were talking about mission versus margin, and that they sometimes can kind of combat one another.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we really wanted to study and help credit unions, I say, see the light, if you will, right?
Well, I think that's positive. I mean, as kind of sometimes that can be taken, oh, well, you're telling us we don't know our members.
Yeah,
how
right.
How dare you?
Right.
But I think this is a positive thing.
Exactly.
Because there are certainly things out there that a credit union doesn't know about their members, especially the younger demographics that
Correct.
We are so desperate to get into the door there.
Yeah,
so I
and
think
looking at
great.
It in real life, and this year's research, last year we took a look more at what are the products and services that you want from your financial services provider. And, you know, if someone asks me, do I want my bank or my credit union to be open at 8 o'clock at night? I'm going to say, well, sure. That doesn't mean I'm actually going to use them. Right. And so we wanted to ask about what are the behaviors that you're trying to solve for in your life? What are those challenges in your life? Not what product, because I'm always probably going to say, yeah, I want that product. Yeah, that sounds good. And so we wanted to look at those behaviors so that we can start to say, what's the actual challenge that the consumer wants? Then we can develop a product to solve that challenge instead of saying, introduce another product.
Right.
That's not really the goal.
Yep. Let's find out the issue, the pain point, and let's develop something from there, right?
Okay. Yep.
So let's get to the findings here.
Yes.
So let's dive in here. So what anything surprise you with some of the findings?
So the biggest thing that now that I'm in it, okay, and now that I know that it exists, it's like, well, yeah, of course. But I think the thing that's been hitting everybody sort of square between the eyes is the definition. There's an evolving definition of trust that is coming out of members and consumers in their trust in a financial services provider.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're finding is we would traditionally as credit union leaders, as bankers, say, hey, we've got to earn their trust, which we immediately go to privacy, security. Do I have my best interest at heart? Can I actually trust them with my data?
Yeah.
That becomes the initial definition of trust. And we all like, yep, they can trust us. We're the leaders there. And that's true. Still the leaders there. But what consumers are telling us is actually the most important thing to me, and it is right there with data privacy and security, is convenience and ease of use. And they do not trust credit unions to bring them the tools that make their lives convenient and their banking easy.
Wow.
And so they're trusting fintechs to do that.
Oh no.
Yes.
Oh,
and so that's really the challenge, is we have all of this equity built up in this traditional definition of trust and who we are. But if we don't pick it up from a technology and meeting them in their daily life and constancy of presence in their daily life, the fintechs are creeping in, and then they will start to earn that traditional definition of trust.
Yeah.
We saw there in the research, you'll see a statistic that we interviewed 3,000 cohorts in total. 2,000 of them were already credit union members. 1,000 were prospects. Of the whole base, the 3,000, 66% said, we're currently using some form of digital payment technology every day. We're using it. Of just the member base, the 2,000 member base that we looked at, they said, we're using this. 66% of it we're using. But we're only using it 16% of the time with our credit union. Only 16% of them said we were using it with our credit union. And so that's the opportunity, right? That's the opportunity. And then the connection point, we did a lot of research, like I said, around behaviors, and we're starting to see that connection point of that daily constancy of presence, which shows up in payments. And I want to be clear that the data revealed payments. Co-op didn't go searching for, tell us how good payments are.
Yeah.
The data revealed payments to us, that this is the place where you're going to gain that collection of information. You're going to gain that constancy of presence. And what else is being revealed is that connection point to lending, which really starts to disrupt our model.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So there's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot in there.
Those pesky fintechs.
I know.
I tell you, nipping at our heels constantly.
I know. But without all the pressures that we have, right?
Well, I mean, no wonder SoFi has a football stadium in LA. You
exactly.
know? No wonder Chime is growing off the charts. You
exactly.
know? Because people are interested. They're intrigued by it.
And
they provide a great service.
And it's easy, right?
And
the opportunity is still there for credit unions.
You
know, I mean, I'm not going to give up using PayPal, likely. I'm not going to give up using Venmo or or Zelle, because it's the way I do my life.
Right,
But right now, those are movement of money. It's not the payment itself.
Right. It's ancillary. Is that the word?
Ancillary?
Ancillary.
It's ancillary. And so, you know, right now, the goal needs to be being the payment behind all of that. And all week at Think, we're talking about being the hub. Be the hub.
Good.
Tying that back to financial wellness and the financial wellness tools, that I'm living in this disaggregated world. And the research also revealed to us, help me with my bill simplification. I'm in this disaggregated world of subscriptions and buy now, pay later payments, and I'm all over the place. and I don't know how to manage all of my payments. That was a big thing. Help me understand my spending patterns. I'm buying everything on the fly. Everything is in the moment, point of sale. Yep, I'll buy it. Yes, I'll buy it. Yes, I'll tap. Yes, I'll swipe. Yes, I'll hit Apple Pay and it's going to be delivered to me in 3 days.
Right, right.
Or same day in some cases. And so they're saying, help me with my spending behaviors. Help me with these things in my short-term, everyday life that leads to my long-term financial wellness. And so that's probably the second definition that we're seeing come out, is this definition of financial wellness needs to come into more of a daily aspect, where it isn't just about saving for my retirement or saving for home. In order to do those things, I need the tools that help me every single day and that lead me there. And so we're talking a lot about activation. How do we help our members with activating these insights and then making the move towards their financial goals?
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Well, this
but
is
it's
all
fun. This is so fun.
Well, yeah, you get to play detective.
Yes.
So it's a blast.
Yeah.
In that regard.
Yeah.
So, but Creighton's need to do some. They need to take some action here. Seriously.
They do.
So and
they do.
That's the beauty of these findings, is that they reveal these things. Like, oh my gosh, we really need to get on
right.
and horse here.
Yeah. And why, you know, it's so important for credit unions to pay attention to this type of a thing is so that they stay current and so that they stay relevant. And yesterday, one of our speakers was Sally Krawcheck from Elevest, and she was saying, you know, relevance is so important for whoever your audience is. And so the really beneficial thing about credit unions is they know who their audience is.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got this audience, let's understand and let's stay relevant for them. And that's going to look a little bit different from credit union to credit union,
yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's all similar, let's
right.
say.
Right.
And so paying attention to this research and what we want to bring to our clients is that we'll do that investigative work for you.
Mm-hmm.
We have that scale and capability to look at this thing, like we said, in an unbiased way and just truly as a partner to help credit unions. And so that's why we're so excited to bring the research to our clients and to anybody in this space, right?
Yeah, and having said all that, that leads me to my next question. What does it mean to be truly member-centric today? Because you were talking about the hub earlier.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and that's a big theme at Think this week too, is what we're referring to as the new member-centricity. And so we really are defining a new definition of member-centricity. So it's not just about a great branch experience or the lowest rate. And I've heard a lot of buzz about that this week as I've talked to clients, and they'll say, but we're the lowest rate. Why don't they understand they can save money with us? And we really need to have that conversation, right? That, I mean, I'm of the mindset that if I pull up to a gas station and I can't pay at the pump, I'm leaving. I will go across the street, even if it's 10 cents a gallon more for gas.
Yeah.
I'm that lazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know any other way to say that, right? I'm sort of that lazy. And so we have to get out of our own heads about where we think members need to be and be actually where members are, and then bring the goodness of credit unions into that.
Isn't that the secondary message?
It is.
Is the rate? So
yeah, it's this. It should be the secondary message, right?
Right.
Like, we're going to bring you the convenience.
Right, right.
We're still going to give you the greatest rate.
Right, right.
But right now, the lowest rate in this case, right, isn't necessarily winning. It's that ease of use and convenience that's winning out.
Yeah, yeah.
Then the price is coming in. We're
right.
still going to be the lowest. We still truly have all those inherent things.
Right.
Your best interest at heart. That's not changing.
Right.
And so, but it isn't going to matter quite so much if those digital tools aren't there. And so we really have a framework of, you know, the first thing is know your members like never before. Like, and so we unpacked all of that yesterday. Today's theme is really all around the second piece of this new definition of member centricity, which is be there in the moments that matter. And that really is in the everyday. It isn't just trying to catch them when they're getting married or buying that new home. You're too late by then.
That's where the whole payments thing comes
right.
in for sure. So.
Right. And then the third piece is really bringing a holistic technology centricity to allow it to all come to fruition for
yeah,
them.
I got it. So what's the one thing you'd like to see credit unions do with this research? Obviously, take action.
Definitely take action. I had the pleasure of meeting with a client last week in San Diego, and they were really opening their minds, and they kicked off their strategy session with this research. So they got a sneak peek at it. We were launching it this week. They got a sneak peek at it last week. And so really taking a look at it and saying, let's just break it all down. Let's break it all down and say, are we really being member centric? If what we can do with this research is get a credit union to step back and say, are we really member centric? And if they can answer that question yes, then great. If they look at some of this data and say, we might need to adjust, then I feel like that's a win, because they're going to be positioned better for the long term if they're not currently thinking of it that way.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay, where can we find this information? Because I am like all over this.
So for, yeah.
So obviously your site, Finding Site.
So our site, we have a research hub that you'll be able to find on Co-op's main website. And so you'll see our introductory videos. We did a white paper that's more of an academic piece of it. And then we also have an interactive presentation that gives all the data with a little bit of voiceover and explaining some of it. So all of that is on Co-op's website. It'll be launched after tomorrow's Thinks session. And so all the Think attendees are getting it. And then we'll be releasing it into the public. So it'll be out there on our website.
Amazing information.
It is. We're really excited.
Oh my gosh. All right. Anything else? Because we could be here for another hour.
No, we could be here and talk all day long, but that's the gist.
You're going to be talking about it all day long.
I am going to be talking about it all day long. So.
Anything else to add here?
No. Thank you for having me.
All right, Carrie. Well, I'm going to let you get back at it, because you have a busy week here ahead of you. So, but thank you so much. This has been so intriguing. So
Great. Thank you.
Well done. All right.